Thank you. Thank you all for being here. I'm going to talk to you about the application of 1-methylcyclopropene on heat-stressed cotton during reproductive development. As before the break, as Mr. Fitzsimmons was talking, temperature stress is very important on cotton and how it yields, and there's much variability in it. Here we show a graph that shows the yield over the early 90s and 2000, and as we can see, there's variability each year. Also with temperature and photosynthesis here, as you look at the chart, you can see that it is, here we go, you can see that the optimum range for cotton growth is 20 to 30 degrees Celsius, and the optimum for photosynthesis is 28 degrees Celsius. And then the maximum temperature in July and August is nearly always above 33 degrees Celsius. And we also have both hot daytime temperatures and hot nighttime temperatures that will adversely affect the crop growth. These variable cotton yields are, it has been reported that cotton yields are only about 30% of the theoretical maximum, which is well below the potential. But also, if you look at the chart here, all the way through 2006, you can see as the yields do increase over time, that there's still extreme variability throughout the years. And the challenges for the cotton crop, as a grower, the cotton grower, he wants to decrease the yield variability and increase the yield potential. And while doing that, he does not want to increase the cost of growing. And in order to better understand this, we need to understand the effects of the stress tolerance and how it affects the cotton. Here we can see that the effects of stress produce ethylene, and through the more ethylene, we get poor fertilization and abscission. 1-methylcyclopropene is a new PGR from AgroFresh, approved for use by the EPA for fruits and vegetables. And this product, it decreases or delays the effect of ethylene. And this is important because, as the slide prior to this, we showed that the increase in ethylene helps to form the abscission layer, and you lose bulge from your cotton. Also, the affinity to the receptor is equal to 10 times greater than that of ethylene. It is very stable and non-toxic. The molecular weight of 54 grams in formula of C4H6. There have been reports that the 1-MCP will decrease membrane leakage in cup petunia flowers, and that it will also reduce, prevent, or delay abscission in horticulture. Also, it has been shown to enhance the tolerance of heat stress in wheat and in cotton. With this study, we hypothesized that the 1-MCP will inhibit the stress responses and give higher growth rates and less fruit abscission, and higher and less variable yields. The objectives here were to take measurements on physiology and the yield, so on the field-grown cotton and the heat-stress cotton plants. Next, I will talk to you about the actual effects on the cotton yield with the use of the 1-MCP. In our field study, it was done in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We did two planting dates. The reason for doing the two planting dates was we wanted to make sure that whenever we got to the first flower, that we had two different temperature ranges. We wanted to make sure that the second planting date would be under stress, because when we see, it's real common as a farmer or grower plants his field that they say to don't plant after June 1st. So when we did this, we planted on June 8th, and the week prior to that was the May 24th planted cotton in order to give us a normal planting date and a heat stress planting date. On here, our treatments were 1 MCP at 10 grams of active ingredient per hectare at first flower. And the temperatures, which you'll see listed below on the charts as we go through, we'd had 91 degrees Fahrenheit at the day of application and the three-day average after the 1 MCP was applied to the first planting date. And we had 97 degrees Fahrenheit the day of application and the 3 days afterwards for the average. And the applications were applied at first flower. The measurements that were taken were yield and components of yield, such as the seed cotton, and stress levels with antioxidants. When the MCP application is applied, we use a CO2 backpack sprayer, and we put it out at 10 gallons to the acre on it, and we did it at white flower. Here's a chart that shows over 2006 to 2010, and you can see the untreated controls and the 1 MCP at first flower. Now, as you can look back through here, you can see there's some that are right there, so on. And part of the reasoning behind some of that would be due to weather also, where we had, want to say, 2007, and one of those years that we had a good wet year and temperatures weren't too extremes. So that might better explain that. But over the five-year average, we can see a slight increase using the 1 MCP at first flower. Now, this chart is set up as the next several charts you'll see are, they'll be in the same format. And here we have the actual effect with the seed cotton. And here on your left is the first planting date. And as you can see again, the average four-day temperature of application and the 3 days after is 91 degrees Fahrenheit and 97 degrees Fahrenheit for the second planting date. Here we had significance of p-value with a 0.0043. And in the first planting date, we can see that this is a 37% increase in actual seed cotton that we had from the application of 1 MCP as compared to the untreated control. And even on the later date of June 8th, we still showed a 30% increase on seed cotton than we did to the untreated control. Here we have just the fiber yield. Again, we have significance of 0.0021 p-value. And in the first planting date, we have a 38% increase of the fiber in the 1 MCP application than the untreated control, and 30% increase compared to the untreated control on the second planting date. Here we have the seed weight in per hectare here, and again, we can see that there is another increase of significance here of 37% with the 1 MCP and against the untreated control of the first planting date. And again, on the second planting date, we have a 31% increase from the 1 MCP. And again, this is all applied at first flower. Now with the seed weight, we also would expect the seed numbers to increase. And here we have significance, again, with the p-value of 0.0019. And we can see that there's a 43% increase on the seeds per hectare with the 1 MCP application than there was with the control. And again, we have a 32% increase with the 1 MCP application compared to the control in the second planting date. And here we have the bulb weight. Now here there is no significance, and you think, well, we show more seeds and so on through here, you would think that the bulb weight would be increased. And you can see there's maybe a slight increase here on the first planting date, but I mean, again, there's no significance to this on either the first planting date or the second planting date. But to better explain this, we can look at the bulb number. And this is a real important one here to look at to describe everything, because, again, as I said, 1-MCP is a plant growth regulator, and it's made to block the ethylene receptor sites to keep an abscission layer from forming. So this would reduce the bow shed. And we can see with the 1-MCP application, it appears that it has blocked the receptor sites for the ethylene, as we have a 36% increase on the first planting date with 1-MCP and a 31% increase of bolls on the second planting date. So with this, we conclude that there is a increase in the cotton yield, there's an increase in the number of cotton bolls. There's not a real significant change in the weight of the cotton bolls themselves, but there is an increased number of seeds and decreased stress in the plant. And it does show to somewhat ameliorate of high temperature stress in the cotton. So the application of 1-MCP to stress cotton may be beneficial due to lower levels of stress in the actual treated plants. And with that, I'd like to thank all of you for being here, and I'd like to give a special thanks to AgroFresh and to all the members of my team that helped me with this study, and for my advisor, Dr. Oosterhaus, who has helped me to come to where I am. Thank you. I'll take any questions.
Yes, we do have time for questions. Okay, I'm going to ask one. You mentioned in your methods, that you made some measurements of antioxidants or some sort of indicators of stress. Did anything come from those data?
Yes. Yes, the question was, did we have anything from the antioxidants? And the answer to that is yes. Through our prior research and literature, we have found that the antioxidant levels, glutathione reductase, mainly we have seen the levels increase with higher temperatures, and we have seen with the application of the 1-MCP that the glutathione reductase does actually lower than the control on both planting dates on there.
Any other questions? Okay, let's thank the speaker then, please.